John McCain and Joe Biden have been longtime political rivals for decades. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill reflects on a moment of compassionate humanity as the Arizona senator's daughter faces his mortality.
I watched a talk show clip recently. Past Vice President Joe Biden was being interviewed. He was discussing his book, Promise Me, Dad, dealing with the death of his son, Beau. John McCain's daughter, Megan, a former host on Fox News, a cradle Republican, was among the interviewers. Biden was seated two chairs from where Megan McCain was. Biden spoke of how his son, who died of the same brain cancer that John McCain suffers now, had always found comfort in Megan's father's bravery. As Biden spoke, Megan grew teary. Biden then rose and seated himself next to her. He took her hand and shared with her some fond memories he and his son had of Megan's father, John McCain. Joe Biden had done political battle with Megan's father. However, each had great respect for the other. They were political adversaries but loyal friends. They enjoyed a relationship with dignity. I do not recall being moved by anything recently as much as I was watching this interview. Joe Biden, by almost all accounts, is a representative human being. Professionally, he is regarded as an honest man and a skillful politician. He has a sense of humor and gauges people in respectful ways and has a passion for his idea. He has integrity and has a deft manner of handling complicated feelings tactfully, whether they're political or emotional. The interview took place during the holidays, a festive season. It's also a time of mourning. Despite all the lights, bright colors, parties, gestures of goodwill, an undertone of melancholy prevails. Christmas has a darker side. We are made aware of people we've lost. The festivities' bright lights cast dark shadows. Joe Biden knows about loss. Megan McCain knows about it, too. They mourn together. When Biden rose to sit next to Megan McCain, took her hand, and spoke softly to her as she wept, I almost wept too. I was seeing male tenderness in a powerful man, an image so different from what we hear or read about today. Sexual abuse is rampant. It has a trickle-down effect originating from the highest echelons, seeping through the political fabric, and down to industry captains and entertainment celebrities. In that brief exchange between Biden and McCain, I saw a possibility, a hope for the way we can be with one another, tenderly and kindly and with dignity and respect. Today, a good man is hard to find. When we are able to see in others the wounds and brokenness we have known in our own lives, we meet each other in deeper and more loving ways. Differences of politics, gender, and religion fade. I believe I saw in that clip a tender and respectful moment between a man and a woman, a conservative Republican and a liberal Democrat, a devout Catholic and a practicing Baptist. I think our alienation from each other is weighing heavily on us. We hunger for closeness to be able to share our true humanity with one another. George Merrill on the shore.